Hey, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and you're listening to 28 Days of Fire and Focus. Today, we're going to have another Plan to Profit session. As you know, every 7 days, we talk about the things that you need to do to strategically plan so that you can tap into your profit potential online. Last time, we talked about setting goals, specifically your short-term goals for the year, quarter, month, week, and day. Hopefully you had an opportunity to try some of the projects that I gave you. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is what I like to call setting money markers. A lot of times, specifically with respect to women, we talk about our purpose, we talk about the things that we're passionate about, but we hate to talk about money. Mind you, we can spend it, but we don't like to talk about it that much. Now, as an entrepreneur, you definitely have to be clear about how much money you want to make and need to make in your business, which is why I created the money marker system, okay? So I'm going to break the system down to you here, but I absolutely want you to take an opportunity to watch my video because you can get a better sense and also see the visuals. That also helps you get a sense of what money markers is all about, okay? So if you've done this before, it's definitely a great time to do it again because you want to consistently work on your money markers, okay? Now, when it comes to money markers, there are a couple of things that I keep in mind. One, I think about how much money I want to make in my business. So for yourself, how much money do you want to see on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis with respect to your business? And then I think about how much money I need to make in my business. Now, I am a full-time work-at-home entrepreneur. And so I need to make a certain amount of money in my business to make sure that I'm covering not only my personal expenses, but expenses in the business as well. So ideally, you want to think about for yourself, as far as your business is concerned, how much money do you want to bring in? Now, if you are a 9-to-5 girl, it's possible that you're doing your business on the side. Right now, you're looking to maybe just get started with $500 a month or maybe supplement your income, bring in an extra $1,500, $2,000 a month. Or maybe you are a startup entrepreneur and you're like, you know what, I would love to bring in $2,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $10,000. What exactly are your goals, right? So that's when I talk about money markers, it really starts with you getting clear about how much money you need to make in your business, as well as how much money you want to make, okay? So that's what I want you to think about today. And I want you to pause this. In addition to this audio, if you pause it and you take a look at the resources, the links that I've shared, you can definitely watch the Money Markers video so that you can get a better understanding of what this is all about, okay? Now, as I mentioned before, in addition to creating goals for yourself, you want to be able to make sure that you are consistently profiting in your business and you're taking advantage of all the opportunities you have to generate income. In order for you to do that, you want to be clear about how much income you are looking to generate, okay? Then what you want to do is think about those products, those offers, physical products, digital products, services that you are going to sell to help you reach your money markers goals. So for example, you may say, well, you know what, LaShonda, I'm just starting out and I'm actually a mentor, I'm a coach, and I would love to sell my coaching package, which is $97. And my goal is to bring in an extra $1,000 for the month. So in that case, you know that you have a specific product that you're selling. It's roughly $100. If you sell 10 of those products for the month, you will reach your goal of $1,000, okay? So that's kind of a short overview of what it is to create money markers for yourself, and that's basically what I want you to work on for today. Now, one of the things that I talk about is finding your sweet spot. When you're an entrepreneur, at the end of the day, you need three things for you to be able to profit and make money online. You need pages, and I'm going to be talking about pages this week. Or rather, I should say, I talked about pages last week. This week, we're talking about packages. So pages is one thing that I talked about. You need pages that people can visit, get a better sense of who you are, what you do, and what you have to offer, right? That's important. Number two, you need people. In order for you to sell, you've got to have people who are actually interested in the products and services that you offer. And then, of course, as I mentioned just a while ago, you need products. You need things that people can actually buy. So here is a project that I want want you to work on as you're thinking about and breaking down your money markers for yourself. If you are a newpreneur and you're just getting started, as the last time we talked, I said, you know, as a newpreneur, you're planning to profit, you want to make sure that you build your website. Today, as a newpreneur, you want to make sure that you have some kind of shop on your space, because if you don't have products, there's nothing for people to buy. Okay. Now you may just want to say, well, you know what, LaShonda, I don't have anything yet. I just kind of want to get my feet wet as far as blogging or building the website. And that's absolutely fine. But if you're working with me in the Fire and Focus, and one of your objectives is to either launch a new product or just kind of start with your beginning products, you definitely want to have some sort of shop space so people can see the offers that you are looking to promote. Okay. Now, one of my favorite tools, plugins for WordPress, it's called WooCommerce. So WooCommerce is great is because it's a plugin that allows you to create an e-commerce shop onto your website. Now, if you have a theme that actually integrates well with WooCommerce, that's perfect for you. So I've got a couple of clients that, you know, we've built websites for them and they have a shop with WooCommerce. So you want to think about maybe using something like that if you have a theme and it is WooCommerce ready. Me personally, I've used WooCommerce before. My go-to shop right now is actually Sells. Sells is an awesome web tool. It's called SELZ.com. It allows you to create your own e-commerce shop. You can sell physical products, digital products, and even sell your services, which I think is really awesome. You have the opportunity for your customers to purchase your packages. They can purchase them directly with a credit card, a debit card, or even by using their PayPal account. So it's very diverse and I love the way it looks, love the way it feels. It definitely integrates with my PayPal, which is one of my favorite resources to use. So if you are a newpreneur or a growpreneur, you've created your money markers and it's time to make some money. The first thing you want to do is make sure that you've got some sort of shop integrated into your website. Okay. Again, I recommend trying Sells, but it's certainly not your only option. If you've got a theme that is already integrated with WooCommerce, you can test that out. Now, I actually have this great CD. It's called How to Set Up and Sell Online. And I talk about the different tools that I love to use. Sells is one of them. I show you exactly how I set up my sales shop and how to integrate it into the website. I also talk about some of the other tools that I love to use, like WooCommerce and eJunkie. I mean, there are quite a few out there, and I like each of these for different reasons. So if you want to, I definitely recommend getting that CD. It's called Set Up and Sell Online. There are two ways that you can get that CD. If you go to my shop, shop.sistersense.com, and again, all of these resource links are actually included with this audio, so you can pause the audio, look at the resource links. Inside of my shop, I have what I like to call my newpreneur kit, and my kit has five awesome CDs, one of which is the Setup and Sell CD. Another resource you can use. It's a smaller set. It's a CD set, and it's got two CDs in it. One is my How to Make Money Online, and the other is the Setup and Sell. So either you can get the full Newpreneur kit with five CDs, or you can just get the two CD set, which is budget friendly if you're on a small flostering budget, but you can also take advantage of that as well. So I definitely want to meet you where you are as far as your objectives and the things that you want to work on. But today, one, you want to focus on as far as planning to profit. You want to get clear about your money markers. So take advantage of the activity that I've given you here. Watch the money markers video. That's number one. Number two, you want to make sure that you've got some sort of shop integrated into your website so that you have a place to actually put your products and services that you're selling. I recommend Sells, but if you want to see a breakdown, like visual videos of how I create my shop, and or want to get a listing of other kinds of shops that you could potentially create, definitely get the Setup and Sell CD because that goes into it in more detail. Okay. Now, here is a promotional activity that you can try. Okay. I want you to consider putting together what I like to call an LPP, low price point product. I love putting together low price point products because when you're a new entrepreneur or when you're trying to get a new person to kind of come to you and get used to you, low price point products are easier to sell. They don't require as much effort on your part to kind of convince the person of the value. And it's, you know, it's not an anxiety ridden purchase. So it's different from somebody saying, okay, well, I want you to purchase this package for $1,000 versus something that's a low price point. And usually for me, low price points, depending on your industry, a low price point could be under $97. For my industry, low price points tend to be $27, $10, $7 products. $7 products, really, really LPP, low price point products from my community. So I want you to think about putting together an LPP, a low price point product. You can go for a $7 or a $27 and share that with your community. Now, if you need help with this and you want me to work with you, I can definitely do that. You can go to callme.sistersense.com if you want to schedule a clarity session, or you can email me, lhenry@sistersense.com, and say, you know what, LaShonda, I've got an idea for a $7 product. I'd love to know what you think about it. Maybe we can get, you know, we can do a clarity call and talk for 30 minutes, and that's something that you can work on, okay? So today you've got your money markers to think about. I want you to make sure that you're setting up shop and you're figuring out what you need to do there. I've kind of given you that first step. You can take a look at sells, S-E-L-Z.com, but then you can certainly come back to me so that we can go deeper into the process and not only talk about what you can do, but how you can do this stuff online. Last but not least, I want you to think about creating an LPP, low price point offer. So you can just get people excited about what you have and give them an opportunity to try you before they buy even more. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed our session for today inside 28 Days of Fire and Focus. I definitely want to know what you're working on. So make sure that you go over to our Facebook group, facebook.sistersense.com. And then I want you to put pound fired up and then tell me why you're fired up, what you've been able to accomplish inside of Fire and Focus, so that not only can we share in your progress and praise you for all the amazing things that you're working on, but then I can take a look and provide even more recommendations specific to you based on what you've been able to complete. So definitely take advantage of the activities that we're doing, but also going on over to the Facebook group and sharing why you are pound fired up. All right, ladies, talk to you more. Take care. Bye.